Take them down, and then you are great.
这就是上帝对人类的做法。
And that's the way God deal with us.
其实如果不是上帝许可，
if it is not by God's permission,
哪里人会产生进化论？
Then how can it be possibility with the study with the theory of evolution?
人会产生共产主义。
And the possibility of the production of communism.
产生无神的存在主义。
And also the atheist existentialism.
产生许许多多抵挡基督教的思想形态。
And also the many of ideologies that go against God.
这些都是神所许可的。
These all are permitted by God. Why?
要绊倒那些假的信徒。
So that to stumble those false Christians.
要建立那些真的信徒。
And to strengthen those true Christians.
所以仇敌的存在是我得胜的机会。
So the existence of enemies is an opportunity for me to be victors.
没有仇敌的人不能证明他的得胜是真的。
And the one without enemies cannot prove that his victory is a true victory.
所以怀疑是正常的。
So this doubtfulness is the normal.
但是呢，怀疑有两种柠檬，你知道吗？
But there are two kinds of being doubtful.
有善性的怀疑，有恶性的怀疑。
And a good skepticism and an evil skepticism.
什么叫做善性的怀疑呢？
What if I got a good skeptic?
我信有真理，但我突然间发现很难明白。这种信有真理而愿意明白产生的怀疑是良善的怀疑。
But it is first you believe this is true, but then there is a difficulty with the understanding, and that's why you're a good skeptic.
第二种， the second 是根本见大轻看，不要真理。产生出一些故意捣蛋的怀疑，这是恶性的怀疑。
It's one who denies the existence of truth and then produces some question just to go against the truth.
我告诉你，恶人制造理由的时候，文学特别好。
Evil men, when they want to make reason to go against God, they are very good writers.
你不必问他，他会告诉你第一、第二、第三、第四，所以我不要。原来他本来就不要，才想理由的。
And you don't have to ask them. They got many reasons listed for the reason why they do not believe in God. Actually, in the first place, they do not want to believe.
中国的哲学家冯友兰讲一句话。
冯友兰 the Chinese philosopher, has said this.
你读哲学的时候，不要单单读内容，要读动机。
When you study philosophy, do not study the content alone, but the motive.
除非你真正摸到了作者的动机是什么，你永远不知道他的内容到底要把你带到哪里去。
Unless you truly know the motive of the author, you will not know where the content will lead you to.
这是很聪明、很智慧的话语。
This is a very wise statement.
你的怀疑是真的吗？
Is it the skepticism? 如果 true skepticism?
你的怀疑根本不是为了要明白真理。
If your doubtfulness does not come to the heart, they want to truly want to understand the truth.
我没有责任回答你任何一个问题。
Then I'm not responsible to answer any question from you.
如果你的怀疑是纯一个真心要明白真理的。
If for you to be doubtful, you truly want to understand the truth.
我就是解释到我的口干了，我还甘愿。
And I will explain very clearly so that you can understand.
所以你一生一世要诚诚实实在上帝面前分析。认识你的怀疑是哪一种性质的怀疑。
So in your whole life, very honestly, you want to analyze for yourself what kind of doubtfulness you have before the Lord.
为这个原则，圣经讲什么话呢？
And to this kind of principle, what does the Bible say?
耶稣说：“上帝啊。”
And Jesus said, Lord,
父啊，
Father,
你的话语，
Your word,
你的真理，
Your truth,
你的智慧，
Your wisdom,
向那些聪明通达的人就隐藏起来。
To those who are so-called wise, you'll be hidden.
对那婴孩你就解明出来。
But to the babe, it will be expounded.
所以当你有基本的信心对神正确回应的时候，
When you have a true basic faith, you are skeptical and too skeptical.
虽然你产生了怀疑，
Even though you are doubtful,
但是你应当像婴孩一样的
，But you must be like a baby，
很谦虚的
，very humble，
很坦白的
，and very open，
侧路敞开的
，and openly，
在神面前跪下
，that before the Lord you want to kneel down，
主啊
，Lord，
我不过是你微小的受造物
，I'm only a very minute creature of yours，
我的理性算什么
？How can I say my this？ What about my intellectuality？
被造的有限者怎么可以在你面前夸口？来这个轻看你的道
理。Created finite being, how can he boast before you?
我应当降服在你面前。
I must yield myself to you.
当你像婴孩那样单纯的时候。
When you are like a baby, so simple.
神就会用他的真理来建立你的信仰。
God will use His truth to establish your faith.
所以虚心的人有福了。
So blessed are those who are humble.
谦卑的人有福了。
And also who are gentle.
你感觉到你的心灵里面贫穷而需要主的丰盛，这样的人有福了。
You feel that you're poor in the spirit, you need the word of God, you're blessed.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Those who are thirst and for the righteousness of God, you're blessed.
大大张口的人有福了。
And also those who open wide their mouth are blessed.
因为主要使他满足。
Because God will satisfy them.
这是一杯水。
This is a cup of water.
差一点就满了。
And it's nearly filled.
那么我怎么使它满呢？
How can I fill it?
你说我把它倒上去就满了。
If you want to pour another bowl.
你看我只要倒一点点它就满了。
I fully poured it away.
马上满了。
It is filled.
那么有一些人不是如此。
And some people are not like that.
这么听的不满。
However, they want to.
为什么呢？
Feel why?
因为他把自己盖起来。
Because they want to close themselves.
就是放在瀑布下面，永远也不会满。
And even under the waterfall, it cannot be filled.
明白了吗？
Do you understand?
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他没有神。敞开他自己
，because they don't have God to open, they don't help, they don't open
themselves
to God.
多大的恩典也不满。
So however God pour them, they cannot be filled.
什么听到也没有信心。
And however they listen, they cannot feel.
什么查经也不明白。
And how kind of exposition that we have, they cannot believe.
圣经说什么
？The Bible says.
有一种人
，a kind of people，
终究宣道却不明白。
For the whole life they study the word that cannot ever understand.
就不能从有以信进到更深一层的信仰。
So it is not possible for them to move from faith.
这是很危险的。
And this is dangerous.
这是神给你的警告。
This is what God has warned you.
当你把你的心关起来的时候
，When you close your heart,
里面原有的信心
and the faith that had in it.
但不能向上萌芽，向下长。
Not only they cannot germinate and also be rooted，
它要慢慢枯干致死。
And slowly it wither and die。
所以由于信以至于完全不信。
So from faith it comes to totally no faith。
你有了神基本的恩典，去对神有错误的回应。
Because you have basic grace from God, but you are wrongly responding to God。
你说感谢上帝给我听见这一段的话。
So you say I want to thank God that I listened to this。
我承认这个很重要。
I know this important。
所以我每次都是打开我的心。
So every time I can open my heart。
有什么我就吸收，像海绵一样的。
So like a sponge, I receive everything。
一靠近水就吸进去了。
And when there's water, I take it。
我到哪里就吸什么了。
And wherever I go, I take it。
所以结果的白水我也吸，黑水我也吸。
Whether it's
墨水我也吸。
White water, the ink, you take everything。
毒水我也吸。
You are also poison, you absorb it。
那以后你就毒死了。
And then you'll be poisoned to death。
你的心谦卑，倒空自己是好的。
Well, if it's good for you to humble and empty yourself。
但另外一个问题来了。
But a question comes，
你向谁倒空？
To whom you empty?
你向谁去
？To whom you humble?
你向谁打开
？To whom you open yourself?
所以一方面许可你怀疑。
So on the one hand, we allow you to be doubtful.
动机是为了要明白真理而可以怀疑。
The purpose is that for understanding the truth, you are doubtful.
你要打开你的心。
That you want to open your heart.
第二
，The second,
打开你的心是好的。
It's good to open your heart.
但是有个警告在里面。
But there's a warning.
你向谁打开你的心
？To whom you open your heart?
你是向谁？神的道打开我的心。
He said to the word of God, I open my heart.
有一种基督徒到处听到。
A kind of Christian, they go everywhere to listen to teachers.
只要哪里有布道会、分行会、培灵会、查经会、义兵大会，只要会他就会来。
Wherever there is meeting, they will come.
好不好啊
？Is that good?
好不好
？Is that good?
结果呢？
So、finally,
越听越乱。
They are confused after listening.
越听越莫名其妙。
The more they listen, the more they are confused.
你说这更好吧？越听越莫名其妙，就越谦卑喽。
So you say it's good because the more I'm confused, the more I'm humble.
所以结果发现这里讲的、那里讲的是冲突的。
So they find that the what's being preached here and there are contradictions.
发现他听完了有里面一大堆矛盾。
And find that there are many contradictions in their mind.
那怎么办呢
？What to do?
结果是精神分裂。
So they have schizophrenia.
他的思想支离破碎。
And even fragmented in their mind.
完全没办法建立起信仰的架。
And there's no way to build that faith, that structure of faith.
那就不是由于信以至信。
So that's not from faith to faith.
所以正统的信仰。
So the orthodox faith.
正统的解经。
The orthodox exposition.
正统的传统。
The orthodox tradition.
正统的这个神学架构。
The orthodox theological structure.
就建立起纯正信仰的这个知识的整个层次起来。
we're having to build the different level of the true faith.
那怎么办呢？
Now what do you do now?
我又不知道什么叫做正统。
I do not know what is the true faith.
只要什么统我就来。
And I do not know what is the orthodox, so I come for everything.
什么统你就来，你变成饭桶了。
So if you come for all kind of a talk, then you're foolish.
什么统就来，你就变成一个大水桶了。
Then you become like a big, a pail that receive anything.
那个怎么办呢？
Now what to do now?
所以我常对你说，忠言者，忠言者，忠言者。
So many times I tell you the principle, the principle.
我感谢主。
I want to thank God.
马来西亚有正统的神学院。
In Malaysia, there is an orthodox seminary.
有一些正统的教会。
And also orthodox church.
有一些正统教会很冷淡。
But some of the orthodox churches are very cold.
有一些非正统教会很火热。
And some of the non-orthodox churches are very zealous.
虽然是以信求知，以知达到更高的信。
So from faith, you want to seek for understanding. From understanding, you want to enter the higher level of faith.
你就不能够凭着感觉去评定哪一个是正统。
You cannot rely on your feeling to judge which is orthodox, which is not.
有一些基督徒说
，Some Christians will say,
我到正统的教会听了一直打瞌睡。
So when I go to orthodox church, I feel asleep.
冷冰冰的
，so cold.
去也没有人知道，没有去也没有人问我。
And nobody knows when I'm there. Nobody asks for me if I'm not there.
那个教会看我是可有可无，可来可不来。
And that church will feel that whether I come or not is the same.
我还去做什么呢
？Why should I go？
等另外一个教会呢
？But another church.
我一次不到就十八个电话来了。
And once that I don't come, they will have 18call.
再到就十八个人跟我握手了。
And then when I go again, 80 people shake.
我怎么可以忘记这样好的教会
？How can I forget the good church？
请你注意
，pay attention，
不是以感情决定性的。
Not use your emotion to fix which is right faith。
真理决定性的。
But it's true that decide what's the right faith。
信道是从听到来的。
Because you believe coming from your listening。
很多中国大陆的知识分子
，many of the intellectuals coming from mainland China。
当他们到美国去的时候
，when they go to the states，
语言不通。
They have a language barrier.
没有朋友。
They don't have friends.
跟外国人又交谈不来。
They cannot have converse with the Westerners.
习惯相远。
And also they are very far away from the habits.
太太在中国。
And also their wife is in China.
孤单寂寞到极点。
So they are so lonely.
所以很多基督徒呢就想来啊，礼拜天来我们这里聚会，聚会完了一同吃午餐啊。
So the Christian will invite them to come after the meeting. We have a lunch together.
他们在共产主义的社会从来没有人这样爱心的对待他们。
In the communist country, no one has treated them in such kind of love.
所以他们就来了。
So they come.
礼拜一到礼拜六寂寞的不得了。
So from Monday to Saturday, they still feel so lonely.
礼拜天到教会的时候。
So on Sunday when they come.
平安那个平安平平安安
then everybody will shake hands and say please、
这个、都笑脸那个笑脸哈利路亚你妈内里什么都来
everybody will smile and say hallelujah
坐在那里听到
and there he's listening
这圣诗很和平
well this hymn give peace to me
共产党的歌汉打汉杀
and this communism will say kill and kill
这些歌呢天天平安夜热热礼拜热
and also this kind of hymn will give peace in the heart
天地合一就在我心中
and also the harmony within heaven and earth is within my heart
个个笑脸
And everybody smiles.
感受温暖
and I feel the warmth.
感受亲切
I feel that there's intimacy.
感受这是家
and feel that this is home.
是我心灵的家
and a spiritual home.
是海外的家
and a home away from home.
是家外的家
and a home away from home.
可能就是我这一生后半生的家
and maybe my home for the second half of my life.
但是听到的时候
but when they listen to the sermon,
没有逻辑。
No logic.
根据唯物论的看法，这个讲错，那个讲错。
According to materialism, this is wrong, that's wrong.
啊，为什么来呢？
Why is that they come?
人家一早就车来载我了。
Because people fetch me early in the morning.
听到我还可以吃饭。
And after the preaching, I get food to eat.
礼拜天呢，少烧一顿饭是多么方便啊！
You know, on Sunday to make a meal is not easy.
而且人家做得好好，免费吃，还用笑脸欢迎来，欢迎你来，我多么高兴！
It's a free meal and people welcome me with warmness.
反正我这个时候做学生很穷。
So I'm a student who's poor.
等到拿了博士。
After he has got a doctorate.
做事的。
And after he has a career.
一年六万美金。
And 60,000 a year.
看。教会的菜来来去去那几道
and also the meal of church is so simple
姓陈的家族的一定锅里菜
and also they make a simple meal
姓林的一定是烧鸡
and whether Mr. Lim or Mr. Lim
姓王的就是叉烧
make the same dish every time
那后来就是烧麦
And every the same meal.
每一个也是一种人来问起,
and four will take turns.
所以他说, so I'm not going
to church now.
你打电话, 我说, and
so you call them and say, well, I have a project, I can visit.
下个礼拜再打电话, 对不起, 因为有远方的人客来,
and the next week you call them again, I'm sorry because I have a friend who can come off.
现在就不讲诚实话了,
now they never say with honesty. Why?
慢慢淡了,
because they're cold now. Why?
因为 他的信心是建立在感情和感觉的上面。Because
their faith is built upon emotion and feelings.
我告诉你，今天有很多极端灵恩派的教会。Today
a lot of extreme charismatic churches.
给你温暖、友情、和好、平安的感受。Because
there's a feeling of warmth and harmony and peace.
但是注意听下一句话。But
pay attention.
你在里面做礼拜做十年、二十年，你对真理的知识一直在那里团团转。You
can be Christian. You can be Christian there for 10 years, 20 years, yet your faith is so shallow.
你说不单灵恩派的教会堂牧师，很多正统教会也是这样。You
say pastors don't know any charismatic churches, even Orthodox churches the same.
我不否认。
I don't deny that.
但是至少,
but at least,
那正统的这个信仰的系统还在那边影响你走在正路中间。
The system of the Orthodox Church is still influencing you to walk in the right way.
你自己要更多研究圣经。
So you yourself must study the Bible hard.
你说我不敢, 我越研究越乱。
So I dare not, because the more I study, the more doubtful I am.
因为圣经太伟大了。
Because the Bible is so great.
太深奥了。
And so profound.
所以你要好好买一些解经的书, 一面看圣经, 一面相信那些有神引导在历史中间正统权威的著作, 来帮助你明白。
So you must study the Bible with the help of commentaries coming from great teachers.
你说我读书很辛苦, 还是听你讲到比较舒服。
Wow, it's difficult for me to read, I better listen to you, it's so simple.
你很自私, 你知道吗?
You are very selfish.
当然你听很舒服的。
Of course it's good, 但是我, good for you to listen.
我每一次要把一节的圣经讲给你, 明白, 我要花多少精神, 多少心血。
But for me to expound even the verse to you very clearly, I spend a lot of time thinking through.
有一些话是几十年才接近感这样讲出来。
Even some of the statements I've thought through for many years before I can dare even to speak. Wow, the one who gives is more blessed than the one who
receives.
After you have listened,
你自己好好研究,
and you study yourself,
你在为主做见证,
and then you take bad testimony for the Lord,
信就化成行为, 什么行为? 使别人也可以信的行为。
So your faith is turned into action so that people through you will believe.
由于信以至于信,
so from faith to faith,
从你个人来说,
for you as an individual,
一层的信进到更高一层的信，再进到更高一层的信，再进到更高一层的信。
From your faith, you want to enter into higher level, higher level, higher level of faith.
从影响性来说,
from influence point of view,
因为一个人信，就帮助别人也信。Because
a single person were to believe, and influence others to believe,
帮助别人信,
and others will influence others to believe.
由于信以至于信,
so that's from faith to faith too.
就变成信仰的这个扩张的运动。
And so it becomes the expansion and movement of faith.
圣经说, 施洗约翰,
and the Bible says John the Baptist,
连一件神迹都没有行过,
he has never performed even a single miracle.
但是许多的人因为他就信了。
But because of him, many come to believe.
这什么意思?
What do you mean?
表示他的信变成使别人也可以信。
Which in his faith causes others to have faith.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
历史上有一个人叫做保罗,
because down in the history there's a person called Paul.
这2000年有千千万万的人变成可以信,
and because of him in the 2000 years many people then can
believe. 历史上有一个人叫做彼得,
because there's a person called Peter in the history.
他写了马可, 写了彼得前后书,
he has written the book of Mark and also the 1st and 2nd Peter.
结果是千千万万的人可以信,
so that many people now can believe.
历史上有一个人叫做约翰,
because there's a person in the history called John.
他写了约翰福音，写了约翰一书、二书、三书。
And he also written the Gospel of John as well, first and second and third book of John.
知识分子可以信。
So many intellectuals down the history can believe.
这是信仰由于信以致影响别人信的一个普世运动。
And that also universal movement is from faith to faith too.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
信如同野火一样的。
And faith like a fire.
星星之火可以燎原。
A small spark as it can burn the whole field.
信不应当停在我们的身上,
faith shouldn't stay in us alone.
信应当成为一个鼓动别人充欢愉 进到信仰的一种运动。
It must be a movement that causes others to believe.
当你把别人带到更有对神正确信仰的地步的时候
，So at a time when you bring others so that they come to a higher level to believe in God,
你的信就进到更高的一个层次。
So then also your faith will enter into a higher level of faith.
真正一个女人永远不会成熟，直到她做妈妈的那一天，她。变成一个很成熟的女人。
Just like a girl will never be matured until one day she become a mother.
有许多的责任感，不必再教了，她自然知道。
Because many of the sense of responsibility, you don't have to teach her, and she will know instantly.
因为她的成长的生命已经达到一个可以使别的生命也成长地步的时候，她的成长就进到更成熟的。
Because her growing life now causes other life to grow, and that's why her growing life now enter the higher stage of growth.
You will always grow when you help others to grow.
你一定会成长，如果你帮助别人成长的话。
使人成长的自己怎么不再成长？
If you help others to grow, you will ever grow.
不可能的。
It's not possible you won't grow.
我们生命的丰盛不是从得着而加多的。
Because our life doesn't come before we have it and then it's added.
我们的生命的成长跟增加跟丰盛是因为使人得到供应的时候，你神就特别供应。
Our life grow because we provide for others' need and because we provide, God provide us.
Life can never be more abundant until it is given.
只有当我们生命给出去的时候，才能够更丰富。
Love can never be perfect until it is shared.
只有当我们生命分享的时候，它才能够完成。
分享于人的时候，就进到完全的地步。
Love when being shared, it enters more perfection.
生命供应别人的时候，自己更成长、更成长。
Also, life when you provide for others, then you grow into more abundance.
这也是信仰的原则。
And that also is the principle of faith.
所以，将你的心增加、在增加的时候
，So when your faith grows and grows and grows,
你就经历神的话。
Then you experience the word of God.
不但明白神的话
，Not only you understand the word of God.
当你记得对神的话相信，后来明白的时候，你的信心就增加了。
So when your faith, later you understand, your faith also grows.
明白之后不够的。
So it's not enough to understand.
你把对神的话的明白在分享与人的时候
，But when you share this understanding with others,
教导与人的时候
，When you teach others,
传讲与人的时候
，When you push others,
见证与人的时候
，When you testify to others,
自己更成长你的信仰
，Then you yourself grow again.
那么这些所讲的、所信的、所知的、所传的话
，and this thing that you preach, you believe, and also you share,
因为顺从圣灵，你就亲身去经历了。
Because you're obedient, you're obedient to the Holy Spirit, and you yourself experience that.
请你注意下面这些话。
Now pay attention to what I'm going to say.
什么叫做实际呢？
What about reality?
有的人说唐牧师你讲的话都不实际，讲了一大堆高深的理论。
Some people will say that, but Pastor John, what you say is not practical.
我要听的不是这些。
What I want to hear is not this.
我要听的是怎样教导孩子。
I want to listen how to teach my children.
丈夫妻子怎么才不吵架。
And the wife and husband, how would they be in harmony?
做媳妇怎么样对付恶婆婆。
And also the daughter-in-law, how would they deal with the mother-in-law?
生意人做生意怎么才不说话。
And the business, how can they be
honest?那道我才需要。
That's what I need.
我所以不喜欢参加你聚会，你讲的道都不实际。
I dislike your meeting because what you say is not practical.
有一些牧师专讲那些很实际、很有用。
And some of the pastors will present practical things is useful.
唐牧师啊，你讲的都是用不做的那些没有用的东西。
Pastors don't what you spoken are useless.
我告诉你啊
，I tell you，
你一生一世都听那个道。
So if you will listen to kind of things for your life，
你不一定会做更好的媳妇。
You may not be a good daughter-in-law.
但是我告诉你
，But I tell you，
当你把神的道的原则一步一步一步抓紧的时候
，If you were the catch of the principle of the Bible step by step，
自然而然那些总原则会帮助你在每一件事情上有智慧处理各样的事。
And that principle will help you to be wise in dealing with many things.
所以呢？归正神学有一个很重要的原则。
So Reformed theology has a very great principle.
什么叫做实际的呢
？What is about practical?
很有用才叫实际的。
Usefulness, you say.
那个不是实际，那个叫做实用。
That's not practical. That's not pragmatic.
在哲学里面，这个 practical 跟 pragmatic 是不一样的。
Practical and pragmatic in philosophy is different.
实用主义是根本不注重理论。
And those pragmatism would not emphasize on theory.
但是实际不是这样的。
But what is practical is not this.
实际是所有伟大的理论。都可以在生活中间去体验的，那也是实际。
When what we say is practical is that those the theory can be experienced in life and that's practical.
我们需要普通的医生。
We want to have a general practitioner.
什么医生呢
？What I mean?
有人跌倒
，some fall，
擦擦红药水
，and then you make an ointment，
然后用一个布把它包起来
，and then we buy，
然后把纱布把它包起来。啊， 你说我会了，我可以做医生。
He said, I can be a doctor now.
因为那个医生是这样包的嘛。
Because doctor do it such way.
所以每天你等有没有人跌倒。
Every day you wait whether people fall down or not.
把他抓来擦擦红油水。
And then you put an ointment.
包包包包包。
You bandage.
你说我一生一世就是做医生，很实际。
He said, for my whole life I do this or doctor because it's practical.
但是医学不是这样的。
But that's not medical science.
那么肝病怎么办呢？
What about this kind of cancer? 不要紧，
把它开起来擦擦红油水。
You can let's say operate and then put an ointment.
把肝包起来。
And bandage it.
包完了，整个身体都被包到坟墓里面去。
And then you will be put to death.
所以一定有一些研究。
So there must be some study.
那些研究是理论。
And that study is theory.
但是后来化成实际的力量大得不得了。
But later on, it's so powerful when it turns to practicality.
从前人说日本的货不好。
And people in the past said that Japanese goods is not good.
你这个东西这么坏，一定是日本做的。
This thing must be a Japanese good, you say.
谁敢讲这句话？
But who dare to say this?
现在连德国人就不随便敢讲这句话。
Even the Germany would not say this today.
甚至在德国。
Because even in Germany.
被查出来。
They found.
最少修理的汽车不是德国车，是日本车。
The car that needs least repair is not a Germany car, but a Japanese car.
我一点不是为日本人做广告。
I'm not advertising for Japanese.
因为我一生差不多没有用日本车，只有一次。
In my whole life, I nearly never used Japanese car only once.
我喜欢 Volvo.
I like Volvo.
我喜欢 Mercedes.
Mercedes.
我很少用日本车。
Very seldom I use
Japanese car. 但我承认
but I know,
日本车的机器是最少修理的。
There's an engine coming from Japanese cars that needs least repair.
特别是 Toyota.
Especially Toyota.
你知道为什么呢？
You know why?
因为 Toyota 赚的钱24%拿来做研究。
Because 20% of profit from Toyota is spent in research.
这个工厂是不可能倒下去。
And so this company will never fall.
这个工厂不可能做不好的车。
And they will never manufacture a car which is no good.
他们的车如果不好，只有两个原因。
If the car is no good, there are only two reasons.
第一个原因
，First,
经验不够。
Lack of experience.
第二原因
，The second,
他们得不到像德国所得到的钢铁的质那么好。
They cannot have a kind of a steel as good as what Germany has.
德国的钢
the steel coming from Germany.
特别靠近 Solingen 那个地方的。
And near the place.
钢质好得不得了。
And the quality of the steel is good.
日本土地太小了。
And Japanese have a very small place.
所以把旧的东西拿来再融化，拿来做车，当然那个木车就这个里面就不好。
So they use the used metal, recycle it.
但是呢，
But then,
他们很聪明的。
They're very wise.
单单 Corolla。它的车身一共有17种不同的性质。
Even Corolla itself has 17 different designs.
所以运到德国的跟运到印尼的是不一样。
And the one who is exported to Germany and Indonesia is different.
运到美国的跟运到马来西亚是不一样。
And the Malaysia and USA are different.
所以你用 Corolla 就是 Corolla
了。So you talk Corolla is Corolla everywhere.
在德国的要跟 Mercedes 比，怎么可以随便呢？
Because in Germany you want to compare the Mercedes, how can you take it a very loose attitude?
在亚洲就不一样了。
So in Asia is different.
所以呢 ，Piano、Yamaha。你不要想在这边买的跟在美国买的声音一样，不一样。
Do not think that the Yamaha piano you buy here and in US is the same.
因为日本人知道哪一种耳朵是受过训练，哪一种是没有的。
Because Japanese know that which kind of ears have been trained.
很多有钱人买钢琴是买样子。
And a lot of rich people when they buy piano by the outward appearance.
这个家这么大，房子这么大，没有个钢琴不像样，买一个最好是白色的、红色、黄色的都可以。
So we got a big hall, must buy a piano that is a white color.
因为很多人买钢琴是买家私，不是买乐器。
Because a lot of people buy piano,
你懂吗？
混血，哎，那
很多人买汽车是买交通工具，不是买一个这一个这个真正的这个艺术品。
Because a lot of people buy car as a means of transportation, not as a means of art.
所以从前日本车的设计呢？
So in the past, the design of Japanese car.
几年就令人讨厌了。
And people dislike it after a few years.
德国不一样啊。
But Germany is different.
它五年才改一个样子。
And a 5 years, they only change the design.
五年才改一个样子。
After 5 years, they change the design.
最高级的 SC 十年才改一次样子。
Even SC in Mercedes, after 10 years, they change the design.
你说看起来一直不改，不是古老的，那人家都不要了。没有这个事。
So you say it look old if you don't change the design. No.
Design with art prospect in advance.
因为他们在设计的时候已经预先想到，就是从美术来看。
Mercedes 一出来的时候。
So when Mercedes has been produced,
看到这奇怪，刚刚出一定很奇怪的。
And initially, take a first look, it's very strange.
就看到包包的。
And like a 包。
别的车比较好看。
And other cars are better.
久久你看，什么车都应当这么包，别的车变得不够包。
So at time goes by, you see that it must be like Mercedes design and not others.
50年以后呢
？And after 50 years,
你看老爷车还是它的好看，变得难看死了。
You find that antique cars are still better in the design and better other. Why?
因为他们有个有比较永恒性的观念去设计。
Because they use also a heart of eternity to design it.
所以亚洲没有办法。
So Asian, there's no way.
这一方面的艺术感没有几千年的熏陶.
Because they don't have this kind of mind that is crystallized after thousands of years.
无论日本车，无论韩国车.
So whether it's Korean car or Japanese car,
最先的一二十年里面,
and the first 10 or 20 years,
出高价叫意大利人给他设计.
So they spent a lot of money asking the Italian to design.
慢慢慢慢慢慢慢.
Later on,
才越来越好，越来越好.
And they get better themselves. Why?
他要从理论着手.
Because they start from theory,
不是从设计着手,
not from practicality.
那么你说这些我就听懂了。
So now I understand this.
这个就很设计了，因为我刚才要买车嘛。
That's practical because I'm about to buy my car.
这个不是基督教的信仰，你不要太高兴。
So that's not Christian faith. Do not be happy with this.
但我告诉你,
but I tell you,
为什么 Ford 的汽车十多年前 乱七八糟.
Why is that Ford's car for the last 10 years is not good?
因为他每年换新样子，机器从来不改。
Because every year they change the design but never change the engine.
日本早就看出来了。
But Japanese have seen this.
Toyota 用 24% profit in research.
So Toyota spend 24% from the profit in research.
没有可能做出比别人差的机器出来。
So there's no possibility for them to make a design in the engine with less good than others.
美国车一直换车身不换机器的时候。
And as the time when the US keep changing their body but not the engine,
日本一直改良它机器。
And Japan keep improving in the engine.
什么理论?
What theory?
可以产生省油的车?
They can produce a car that saves petrol.
什么理论?
What kind of theory?
可以变成更大的马力?
And can have it more powerful.
什么原则?
What kind of principle?
可以产生更快又安全的速度.
They produce a speed that is fast and safe.
那么这些东西都是从理论的原则去处理的。
All this thing is coming from theory.
我不得不告诉你, 最笨的就是教会领袖。
But I tell you, the most foolish are the church leaders.
把神的道隐藏的总原则, 骗而不敢谈。
They discuss the, and do not discuss the principle of the Bible.
天天应付实际的事情。
And everything, everything want to deal with practical.
你哪里痛啊？这里哦， 为什么？
You get the painful here.
给蚊子咬。 我为你祷告。 我给你药。 还有哪里？这里哦， 碰到了。 还有这里哦， 这里哦。 我说不要这样， 快快给他做一个蚊帐就好啦。
No, give that mosquito net, he'll be okay.
或者用救杀虫剂把蚊子赶走。
那些一水的东西把它翻过来。 Turn upside down,
不要留下肮脏的水。
And not keep dirty water.
治本过于治标。
So you are dealing with the root of a problem.
我们为什么要这样解经呢？
Why is that we like found Bible in this?
我们解了这么久。
And so some
of the Lord. 每一次花几千块才住这个地方。
And we spent thousands of.
还有唐牧师每一次这样辛苦，结果谈到现在才一章还没有谈完。
We haven't finished the first chapter.
为什么？
Why?
唐牧师有没有办法给我一两个礼拜就明白全本圣经呢？
Pastor Tom, is that possible for you to teach yourself 1 or 2 weeks and understand the whole Bible?
你去找那些速成班吧。
Well, go to the crash courses.
但我保证你。
But I want to assure you.
你在这样的查经里面。
But in this kind of meeting.
你查几个月。
A few months that you spend.
比你普通。 随便讲道一年得到更多的东西。
You will receive even more from what you listen to perfect that principle in a very casual manner for you.
许多实际的问题,
many things of practicality.
不必再讲了。
We don't have to say that.
迎刃而解。
So it will solve by itself.
迎刃而解。
Solve by itself.
主动处理。
It solve by itself.
你用神的道的总原则来看一切事物的时候，一条道理万条用。
Because the principle of the Bible can solve in every occasion.
我要你们明白这个重点。
I want you to understand this principle.
将你经历的时候呢，
so actually experience.
哦，原来是这样的。
So you say, oh, such the way.
神的道是这样经历的。
God's word is such the way that experience.
凡是能经历的事情，
think that you experience.
都变成实际的。
It become practical.
像上帝所讲的话， 无论多深， 没有一条是浪费的。
So no matter how profound the word of God is, no single principle will be wasted.
你常常听牧师祷告主啊， 给我们不但听到， 而且能够行出来。
So you hear a pastor say that God allow us to listen but to do it.
你听过这个没有啊？
Have you heard that?
不是听过， 你自己祷告都讲过了。
You yourself say that.
主啊，给我听也能够行出来。
God let me listen and also be a doer of the word.
那么有一些道理 能不能行出来？
But some of the word can they be done?
你们要彼此相爱。
You must love one another.
这个要行出来。
You must do it.
你要过圣洁的生活。
You must live a holy life.
这个可以行出来。
You must do it.
耶稣是神又是人， 怎么行出来？
And Jesus is God and man. How can you do it?
又是神又是人， 你不能嘛。
You cannot do it that Jesus is both God and man.
还有一些道理。
Some of the words.
上帝是三位一体的圣父、圣子、圣灵。
God is triune God, God the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
那你怎么行出来?
How to do it?
所以你说这个理论你不能行出来的。
So this theory cannot be practiced.
我告诉你，都可以行出来的。
It can be, I say.
我说你也听不讲这道理。
I've never heard that.
耶稣是神是人怎么行出来?
That Christ Jesus is both God and man, how do you practice?
你行出来的时候,
when you do it,
你就以对基督的神性的敬拜，同对基督人性的榜样的顺服去行出来。
So you worship Christ Jesus in his deity and also you practice what is done as an example, as a man.
人从你身上对基督的敬畏看见神性在你身上行出他的效用出来。
Those people will see how you worship God, Jesus the Son, as a God. Then people will honor him also.
The fear of the Lord Jesus makes people know his deity through your deeds.
那么借着你这样敬畏神的对基督的敬畏，人家就能够看出，并且能够行出来，看见你行出是神性的这个彰显。 So they will see that and do that.
You manifest your Lord is God. 当你效法基督的仁慈、谦虚、爱心、圣洁的时候，行的时候你效法他，人从你的生活中间看出你相信基督是伟大的完人的信仰。
So when you imitate and do the holiness and all the virtue of Christ Jesus, people know that Christ Jesus also is the man that is fully having the attitude. So the triune God, how do you practice that kind of theory?
圣父爱圣子，圣子爱圣灵，圣灵爱圣父，圣灵爱圣子，圣子爱圣父。这三位之间彼此相爱，就变成我们社交生活、我们肢体生活、我们兄弟之间真正以诚实相爱的那个榜样。
So the love within the triune God becomes the example for us to love in society, in our home, and also in the church.
怎么不能行出来?
So it can be practiced.
所以你把这些真理把它实践出来的时候,
so when all this has been practiced,
你的信心就因为你的实践的经历就增加起来。
And your faith because of our practice being increased.
你进到更高的层次。
And so you enter the higher level of faith.
更高的层次。
Higher level of faith.
你越多经历圣经原则性的话语。
So the more you experience the theoretical principle of the word,
你的信心再更深一层了。
And even your faith is growing into a higher level.
当你的信心更深一层的时候，你的知识就更高一层了。
So when your faith comes to a higher level, also your understanding goes into a higher level of it.
更高一层的知识去看圣经的时候，你的信仰再更高一层。
So using the higher level understanding, you study the Bible, your faith now grows into a higher level.
所以说你奇怪，为什么读经读不出什么，谈不出读出这么多东西来？
You say, why say I study the Bible, I never understand this?
你明白了吗？
But someone knows.
像树一样的。
Like a tree.
每一年,
every year,
长一轮,
there's a ring.
再一年,
every year,
再长一轮,
another ring.
几棵树,
how many trees?
还是一棵,
one.
几轮,
my how many rings?
每年多一轮,
every year there's one.
所以你把树砍下来, 你算你就知道它到底活了几年了。
So if you cut a tree, you count the year rings, you know how old it is.
照样,
the same thing.
当圣灵 scan 你的时候,
when Holy Spirit scan you,
他就知道你里面的信有多少层次。
He will know that how what kind of level you are in faith.
由于信，以至于信，以至于信，以至于信，由于信，以至于信，一直信。
From faith to faith to faith to faith.
最后呢？
And finally,
当你见主面的时候，
when you see the Lord,
你的信心成全。
Your faith is being perfected.
你的主啊，
you say Lord,
你是信心创始成终的耶稣基督。
You are the creator and the perfecter of our faith.
是你把原本的、自然的。 原先创造的信心的种子放在我里面，
because you place that basic original creative faith in me，
也是你用你真理圣灵的引导，在我经历中间给我的光照，把我的信仰带到最完美的地步。
And also use faith and Holy Spirit so they bring me to the perfection of faith.
由以信以至以信，
so it's from faith to faith.
Amen.
Amen.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
今天晚上
tonight，
主啊，
you say, Lord,
求你帮助我，
help me，
不但明白了，
only understand，
我可以经历这些的恩典，
I can experience grace，
在你恩典里面可以长大成人，
that in your grace I can grow and mature，
长成基督的身量，
and also have the stature of Christ Jesus，
长到我生命中间可能达到的最完美的地步，
and grow into the greatest possibility of my life，
我愿意由于信以至于信，直到见你的面，
I'm going to move from faith to faith until I see you，
我们低头祷告。
We bow our head and pray.
当我们大家低头闭眼睛。